Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring five major Motown artists with low-charting songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Glass Night and the Pips, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, The Temptations, Martha with the Vandellas, Al DeBarge, Sarita, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and Gerald Alston, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature major Motown artists with low-charting songs.
Come on, boy, the time is right. Here I am, take me in your arms and love me. Ooh, there's a mist of ecstasy that's flowing over me.
with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
adaptations on the instrumental version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, the instrumentation was provided by the Motown house band called the Funk Brothers, and that song reached number one in the U.S. pop charts and number five in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1972. Before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, not having much success on the Motown record label, their biggest charting song, but it reached number seven in the U.K. in 1975, originally released in 1972, and that was called The Night. And we started this hour with Glasnight and the Pimps, a major Motown artist with a low charting song, Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, only reaching number 98 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring five major Motown artists with low charting songs. Well, coming up, a low charting song from Martha and the Vandellas, What Am I Gonna Do Without Your Love? Well, Martha and the Vandellas initially consisted of Martha Rees, Annette Beard, and Rosalind Ashford. Following their signing to the Motown record label in 1962, the Vandellas struck gold with their second release, the first composition and production from the famed writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and that single was entitled Come and Get These Memories. Their second hit, Love Is Like a Heat Wave, became a phenomenal record for the group, reaching number four in the Hot 100, and hit number one in the Rhythm and Blues singles charts for 5 weeks. It became their first million seller, and eventually got the group their only Grammy Award nomination for the Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Performance in 1964. During this period of time through 1967, Martha and Vandellas were one of the label's most popular acts. They were featured on United States television shows such as The Ed Sullivan Show, The Mike Douglas Show, American Bandstand, and Shindig. Well, here are Martha and Vandellas with What Am I Gonna Do Without Your Love, right here on Motown.
Since you've been gone, I've been crying all night long. I've been sad. I see my tear-stained face.
Yeah, yeah.
When I look in my mirror, I stare in space.
Wonder.
As night grows nearer, crying, I need you, baby, I need you. I need you, baby, I need you. I just sit and wonder. If I hurt you, baby, I really hurt you.
Sarita with Harmer Love, and it only reached number 75 on the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1975. And it was written, produced, and arranged by Stevie Wonder, who was married to Sarita at the time. Before that, Al DeBarge with Who's Johnny, number 3 in the pop charts, number 1 in the blues charts from 1986. And we started with Martha Vandellas, a major artist with a low-charting song, What Am I Gonna Do Without Your Love, only reaching number 71 from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 5 major Motown artists with low-charting songs. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 2 major Motown artists. So here comes the third, Stevie Wonder, with a song called High Heeled Shoes, right here on Motown.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this groove. Come on! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get myself together. Yeah.
Thank you. gonna let it sweat me, babe.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
That there was something I missed.
Gerald Alston with a song called Slow Motion, and they reached number 3 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1990. Before that, Marvin Gaye with Trouble Man, reaching number 4 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1972, as well as number 7 in the United States pop charts. And we started with Stevie Wonder, High-Heeled Sneakers, only reaching number 59 from 1965. Well, this half hour, we featured 3 major Motown artists with low-charting songs from the 1960s. Coming up during the next half hour, we'll feature 2 more major Motown artists from the 60s with low-charting songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.